This occurred in the Fells Point community. We got notified this morning that a young lady in her 20s was jogging between the hours of 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. In Fells Point. The exact location has not been confirmed yet. We're working with the victim. This is obviously an incredibly traumatic situation. We're sure to partner with our domestic violence and sexual assault partners from Turnaround. They're going to be working with detectives to interview the victim. But it did happen this morning about 5 to 7. The victim was jogging when she was approached by what's described as an adult male suspect. He was wearing a mask and armed with a knife. The victim was sexually assaulted while running, and then a short time later, police were contacted. So she's been working with detectives, but as I mentioned, this is an incredibly traumatic ordeal for her and her family, and we are trying to work to confirm where it took place and get some more information on who might have done it. The Southeast District has increased patrols in the Fells Point neighborhood. We're obviously asking anybody who may have witnessed anything suspicious to call police. We're reviewing surveillance footage in that area. The good news is that there is a lot of private businesses and residents that have surveillance networks there, so we're optimistic that hopefully we might be able to catch the incident or our attacker.
A picture of the suspect or any of this footage you can release at the moment?
Not yet, Rob. There's hours and hours and hours of footage that we need to comb through and multiple cameras, so detectives are sifting through that now, and of course, when the victim is able to cooperate with police, then that'll help us along further. So they are literally working this as we speak, and it's all the information we have at this point.
Victim hospitalized?
I'm sorry?
I'm hospitalized. I mean, is she still in the hospital?
No, she's not still in the hospital. She underwent all of her medical treatment earlier this morning, and again, she's working with detectives and advocates from Turnaround.
And any similar attacks in the same area that this might be linked to?
No, not that we can tell. This appears to be an isolated incident. We're really working hard to try to confirm the location. And again, we're going to need surveillance video or additional statements from the victim to do that. But we can narrow it down to Fells Point. Where exactly in Fells Point, we just don't know yet.